Yes, hi. This lesson that we're looking at now is lesson four. We're talking about problem-solving tools, and Scott Peck identified one as dedication to truth. But truth is really essentially important in our lives. I don't know how to say it, how important it is. I'm just stopping to think about it a minute because, you know, what is truth? What does the word truth mean? I was reading something the other day that there's no way to really define what truth is. So when I went to study it and look it up, I discovered that truth is, in the Greek dictionary, it's signifying the reality, lying at the basis of an appearance. It's aletheia, that's how they say it in Greek. It just simply means true. But it means signifying the reality. Lying at the basis of an appearance. So when somebody says there's no problem at our border in the United States, we all can see it is. So we see the truth, it confuses us when we're told a lie. It plays with our brain, it plays with our mind. I remember when I was about 8 years old, and I heard a noise, I got up out of bed and went to the kitchen, and the door was open to the stairs outside, and I saw my father lying there on the steps. I heard a noise, I was frightened, and I ran out, "Mama, what's wrong?" And I see my dad laying there on the steps. I didn't know what had happened. Mother said, "Nothing's wrong, go back to bed." This plays with our mind. Truth versus lies, that was a deception, it was a lie. And maybe she could have said it in a better way to me. But the way it was, just go back to bed, nothing's wrong. It confuses our brains as a little child. We don't know what truth is. We begin to doubt what we see with our own eyes, if it's really truth or not, or what they tell us. We have a problem all over the country, is what is reality? The theories in psychology, came out that really is no reality. Everybody has their own reality. So is there not an absolute truth? And basically, in our country, we decided there is no absolute truth. People can lie to you, and they can deceive you, and it's not a problem. But it's important on an individual level, on your level and my level, that truth and reality are the same. Truth is reality. Truth is reality. If it's not truth, then it's a lie. That which is a false is unreal. It is not reality. Jesus said about the Father, he looks for people who worship him in spirit and in truth. That's in the Gospel of John, I think. Jesus said the Father looks for people who worship him in spirit and in truth. And I wanted to understand that word truth decades and decades and decades ago. And that's why I began to look at the word in the Greek and in dictionaries to figure out what that word really means. It means in reality. Not just saying words that I have no connection to in my innermost being. For instance, you don't say, "I love somebody," if you have no connection to it in your heart. We're called to walk in truth. The Bible has got a lot of words to say about truth, and I'll read a few of them. It says, "Who may dwell on the holy hill? He who speaks truth in his heart." That's Psalms 15. In Psalm 25, it says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me." Psalms 25. Psalms 43. "Send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me." Psalms 51:6 is a really pretty interesting scripture. "Thou dost desire truth in my innermost being." Thou dost desire truth in your innermost being. One of the problems we have is we have a lot of lies embedded down in old memories. And those lies, and that's why the inner healing work is so important, or healing the soul. And it's because a lie has to be brought into the light. And the truth has to be spoken in order to free you from that lie. So truth, it must be in our innermost being, not just in your head, okay? You understand that? Not just in your brain. I can believe that this and this and this is true in my brain, but does my heart believe it? Has my heart taken hold of that truth? When Jesus said, "My sins are forgiven," does my heart take hold of it? Does it see that and believe in my heart that my sins are forgiven. So many times I listen to Christians praying, and they're praying, God, forgive me of my sins. Oh, wretched sinner I am. They have never really received forgiveness of sins. One day the Lord spoke to me decades ago, and he says, I'm so tired of hearing about your sins. I don't want to hear them anymore. God says, I don't remember your sins. But we seem to have a hard time believing the truth. The truth is that he came to forgive us our sins. That's why Jesus did his work on the cross, right? That's why he died for you. And he paid the price for our sins. And he gave his blood for your sins. Not only that, he says he also took his stripes for our healing, for our peace. Our sickness and disease, if you read in Isaiah, they cover a lot of things like that. His work on that cross and his work in defeating Satan and all the demonic spirits those 3 days he was dead and gone, he came back victorious. He had the keys away from Satan. He had won the victory over him because he was a sinless man. And he could take back that authority that Adam gave away to Satan. He took it back and he gave it to you and I so we can break free from the lies and we can walk in God's truth. And then it says it's impossible for God to lie in Hebrews 6. And I will heal them, and I will reveal to them an abundance of peace and truth. That's in Jeremiah. Then Jesus said, truth is in, or not Jesus, but Paul said, truth is in Jesus, Ephesians 4. Jesus said, everyone who is of truth, hears my voice. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And when the Holy Spirit comes, called the Helper, he's called the Spirit of Truth. We'll talk more about that in another recording. If you abide in my word, then you are disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the Bible has got so much to say about truth. There's some other interesting scriptures I read many years ago. When they're come to finding leaders, choose people who fear God, who are men of truth. That's in Exodus 18. Don't let kindness and truth leave you. The opening of my lips will produce right things, for my mouth will utter truth. How many times do our mouths utter lies? How many times in a day do you speak your truth, God's truth to your heart with your mouth? The opening of my lips will produce right things. That's Proverbs 8:7. For my mouth will utter truth. Speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 18. You shall not bear false witnesses against your neighbor, in Matthew 19:18. Speaking the truth in love, Ephesians 4. And it goes on, he who practices the truth comes to the light. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth. See, I want you to hear how important that word truth is. I think it's in German, it's Wahrheit, I don't know if I can remember it right or not. But truth is essential in your journey in life. We must become dedicated, committed to truth above all lies. And so for this little recording I want to make, I want to talk to you, what does truth do for you? I read some of the scriptures, but what does truth do for you? I remember my first experience in trusting and testing my own reality. We talked about reality a few minutes ago. But you know, we have our own inner reality. We think are true. And I remember the day that I took a man and a woman who we had hosted to come up to Massachusetts from Florida. And they were going to minister, and I arranged groups for them to speak to and a home for them to stay in. When I took Frank and Evelyn to this home and dropped them off, and I left them, as I walk away, I said, Frank is just saying, you know, it would have been much better if this other woman had done this for us. You know, she's not doing a good job for us. Do you hear those thoughts that came through my mind? They were my truth. Until suddenly the Lord creates opportunities for us to see what we're thinking is not true. And so when I came back in that night, his wife Evelyn to the meeting, Evelyn said to me, you know, what a wonderful job you're doing or something like this. And I said, came out of my mouth without thought, Evelyn, do you know what I was thinking today when I left here? I was thinking, gee, they don't think I did a good job for them. Why didn't I get them a better, something better, blah, 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 blah. And Evelyn started laughing. And she called Frank over here and she said, Frank, come and tell Judith what you were just saying to us when she left. Can you imagine? It was the exact opposite of the lies of my inner reality. My reality wasn't true. It was a lie. But how many times in our life do we believe those thoughts that are based on lies or old painful memories? The way Satan puts lies into us. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But we need to make experiences with reality. Test our thoughts. Say, you know what I was thinking today right here? And let somebody give you the truth back. Because Satan is a liar. And he's lying to deceive and to rob you. So truth is reality. We are called to live in reality. Not in illusions. Not in delusions. Not in deceptions. Not in half-truths. But we're called to live in reality, to become real. You know, one of the things I found is that people really seem to be attracted to somebody who's very genuine and honest. When they talk with you, they feel that you're genuine, you're real. You're not saying things that are not genuine in your own heart. They're not saying things that aren't real to them, inside of them. We understand that. We can feel when a person is genuine. When they're not, there's like some little sixth sense that doesn't quite trust them. Doesn't quite know what right to say, to believe what they're saying. It's called a sixth sense. It's our intuition. And the Holy Spirit will tell you when somebody's not telling you the truth. It will let you know if you pay attention to your spiritual senses. But here's a list of some things that truth will do for us. Then we'll talk about lies. Truth brings us to the dwelling places of God. Truth sanctifies us. It makes us holy and clean. It washes us out, washes the lies out. Truth brings deep inner peace. Truth sets us free from lies and emotional pain, anxiety, from guilt, from shame, from fear. Truth enables us to resist evil powers, demonic spirits, to resist people, to stand firm against the evil one. Truth enables you to walk in the light and not in the darkness. The light is referring to the kingdom of God. Darkness is the kingdom of Satan. Truth purifies our souls so we can love people better. Truth enables us to walk in peace and not in friction or in conflict with others. So we can have peace with other people. It brings the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Truth brings and reveals the gospel, the good news that Jesus made possible. Truth brings about our growth and our wholeness. Breaking the lie, getting free from the deceptions, from our illusions, from our magical thinking, getting free from those things brings us forward in our growth and our wholeness in our journey in life. It's one of the qualifications for a spiritual leadership. To be a leader in your church and to choose a leader in your churches, they need to be people, men or women, who are honest and true. And truth enables us to hear the voice of Jesus. Yeah. That's a bit about what the Bible shows us, the importance and value of truth. Now let's talk about lies. A lie is simply something that's not true. It's a false statement or a half-truth. It's a deception. We're being deceived or misled. We're being deluded. Our minds are being tortured, confused. It's an illusion. It's an opinion not in accord with facts. It's magical thinking. Now, where do the lies come from? How do we have these lies in us? The lie, according to the study in the Bible, there are three sources of lies. The first one you can probably guess. It's a demonic influence. It's Satan. Satan is called the great liar, the great deceiver. He's called the father of all lies. He deceived the whole world. And he's blinded the minds of the unbelieving so they can't see the gospel of Jesus. The demonic spirits plant seeds in our mind during traumatic moments. Demonic spirits during times of trauma plant a negative lie into your mind when bad things happen to you. The other source of lies is other people. Other people can deceive us. Ephesians 5, 6 and 2 Thessalonians 2, you can read that, let no man deceive you. Many times, the original lie was planted in you by another person, telling the child that they were to blame. It's their fault that something happened. Blaming the child for the mother's problems or the father's problems. And the child takes that lie and absorbs it into their mind. It becomes woven into the neurons of their brain. Those lies are powerful strongholds, and they become mixed together in what we call as a complex, an inferiority complex, a mother complex. There's different types of complexes that they've discovered or identified. But it's a bunch of lies woven together. And so one by one, the Holy Spirit is able to help you see the lie. And when you see the lie, it sets you free from it. When you actually see the lie and you recognize it says a lie, you begin to break free from it. And when you go to Jesus Christ and you ask him for his truth, right in the middle of that lie, it really breaks the lie. Because the problem is, till that lie is broken, no matter how much my husband said he loved me, the lie would never let the truth or reality enter in. The lie is a barrier. It will not let truth come in. The third source of our lies is ourself. We can deceive ourselves. We can lie to ourselves. We don't want to believe that about somebody. Not my son. My son wouldn't be a drug addict. We don't want to believe those things. So we deceive ourselves. We deny the truth. Yeah, I remember one day when I forgot what was going on, but Jerry got very angry with me. And he yelled out at me, "You're so damn self-righteous." I think he said, "Damn, I don't know, but you're so self-righteous." And as soon as he said that, I knew it was true. I saw the truth of it, yet I screamed out in anger. It was furious. We don't like truth. We have a problem with truth. So we'd rather live in the lie than have truth. Truth is painful sometimes to us. That was painful to me, to see the truth about myself. To see the truth about somebody I love. Truth can be very painful. That's why we must make a dedication to truth, a commitment to truth at all costs. Because your mental health, your spiritual health, your whole inner psychological part of your being, inner body depends upon it. Your physical health depends upon it. Yeah, there was a research I saw some years ago from put out by Notre Dame. And they did a research on following a group of people and how many lies they told in a week or two-week time period. And the people who could identify the lies they sold, if they told three or more lies, they had more problems with headache or stomach ache, some little physical ailment than the people who did not tell a lie. So lying deceives our whole body, puts a pressure into our body. So we need to break free from lying, and we need to get free from the lies that we've already holding, we don't recognize that are there. But there are scriptures about the people that lie. It says, he that speaks lies shall perish, for they exchange the truth of God for a lie. And there will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who walks in lies. I'll say, but who do not obey the truth. There will be tribulation and distress for their soul. That's in Romans 2. And God sends a deluding influence on people so they can believe what is false, because of the way they're behaving and what they've choices they've made. For everyone who does evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light so they can see the truth. And the other problem with truth is it causes a lot of friction or fighting between people. That's in 1 Timothy 6. Constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth. So I want you to hear that mental health is dedicated to truth at all costs, to reality. You know, we live in a real world, but if we see the world filled with lies, we're making some really bad choices in life. And if our laziness and fear, if we don't set about trying to find the truth, and we keep defending our own awareness of things, then we make choices about behavior. It opens up to a lot of psychological disorders. Because we're out of touch with reality. You are made for reality, friends. We're not made for lies. This is the power of the gospel, is to set us free from the lie. So we can be free from these things that are based on lies from Satan and his kingdom, not based on God's truth. That's why it's important to read the Bible, to learn what God's truth says, and learn and take some of that truth in every day. Today is the best day I say to myself, today is the best day because I have the Spirit of God in me, because I have the wisdom of God in me when I'm talking with you. I like to say things like that to myself. So I repeat God's truth and put it in my mouth. That God has given me, not given me a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, so I can think and speak properly. The lies introduce a negativity into your consciousness. Reduces, puts a whole thread of negativity. It's an interlocking system of lies that we've been told, we've told ourselves. I won't go into how they all develop at the moment, but chronic negativity resists every idea to help people get better. It's a filter and a screen that blocks the truth from getting through to you. Some of the words that a person says, if they believe a lot of lies, they say things like this: I can't, I'm so sick, I'm so tired. How many times do you say, I'm so tired? Do you ever stop to think you're speaking a lie Satan has planted in you? Think about that. The other lie is, everybody feels like I do. Nobody feels like I do. I'm too weak, I might get killed. There's so many germs, you can't be too careful. You know, none of these are based on God's word. You know I couldn't do that. It's going to be terrible. Isn't this dangerous? Who am I to do this? I had no time. I couldn't help it. I should have. Why me? Think what will happen if we lost all of our money. These are negative words. They're death-oriented words. They're based on lies. It's interesting, you know, we have a lot more words to express failure, sickness, disease, sorrow, doubt, than we do express joy and happiness and vitality. We don't have a lot of words that say happiness, contentment, peace of mind, fun, play, generosity, kindness, love, friendship. Just practice saying the difference between those negative words and positive words. See how they affect your life today. Today is the best day because my sins are forgiven. I like to say that. So before I finish this up, I want to give you about six areas of your life that lies affect you. I know it's a lot of material, and maybe you'll listen to it, and maybe you won't, but maybe it'll help some of you. Lies affect the way you look and interpret life around you. You will not allow truth to become in. Second thing is, lies affect the way you choose relationships. We tend to choose our intimate relationships based not what is right or good for us, but on where we are at in our emotional maturity or spiritually. We choose relationships with people who are at the same developmental level as I am. We don't tend to have close relationships with people who are more mature than you are or less mature than you are. This explains sometimes where people begin to change and God transforms them, that somehow those relationships begin to change and break up. I remember my husband one day wrote a song, and he said, I see my wife is changing. I forgot, Macho Misery is called. And he says, why be left behind? So he woke up and he realized he needed to change too, because he saw the changes that God was doing in me and how it was affecting my life. And he suddenly wanted those changes too. He wanted what I have. I remember talking with a doctor, a head of a clinic in Germany, and I had a dream, I think, that in my dream he wanted something from me. So I'm talking with him. His name was Rudolph. And I said, Rudolph, what is it do you want from me? And he said, I want the truth you have inside of you. He saw something in me that he wanted, he was attracted to. People are living in truth, are real, honest people. And it makes a difference in how you're attracted to people. If we begin to abandon all that dysfunction you learned growing up and change your ways and develop better habits and develop a better character and begin to solve your problems in life and be honest, psychologically honest with yourself, you begin to grow out of those dysfunctional ways. You begin to leave them behind. Some people choose relationships based upon codependency. They have the lie that if they can care for somebody and rescue them, then maybe they'll be loved in return. That's a lie. You cannot find love by rescuing somebody or seeking to make somebody else happy. Hear me, somebody. You cannot make somebody else happy hoping that they'll love you. If you work hard to make somebody else happy, we become a codependent. We're incapable of living by ourselves. Right, but you don't have the power to save them. So codependency is a dangerous thing. You understand your motives, why you're with a person, why you're choosing to be with that in that relationship. Number three, lies create perpetual life themes that happen over and over and over. Every time something goes on and it happens, you'll come away and say, "Well, they didn't like me." It's a theme you played your whole life, and you play it over and over. Once a lie is embedded in a memory, that lie is repeated throughout your life. Every time you get into a situation that's similar to when the life that lie entered, until that lie is broken, it will happen over and over again. You will replay that theme of that life. Lie. Number four, the lie will cause great pain, shame, guilt, and fear. And you will bring it into your present relationships, keeping away a good, honest soul tie with somebody, a warm-hearted, intimate relationship. The lie will create a void, an emptiness within you. The lie will create a void, an emptiness that we try to fill with other things. We try to fill that place where emptiness is at. That's what a lie will do. We try to fill it with other people. We try to fill it with money, or careers, or sex, or food, or pleasure, things like that. Addictions, obsessions, and compulsions are all rooted in lies. The lie tells the person that other things besides healing can remove away their pain. The other things besides healing can remove their pain. Just think about that. The lie is a partial truth, since other things will reduce the craving for a little time, but it will not last long. So many eating disorders and other compulsions have lies about body image sometimes and are controlled at their roots. The last one is number six. Lies cause great unhappiness in your life. The cause of unhappiness is the beliefs that you have in your head that are not true. The beliefs are so widespread that it never occurs to you to question them. And I made a decision many, many years ago that I questioned everything I believed or thought I believed. I made a decision, I questioned everything I believed about God. It was kind of frightening to do that. But I realized that I needed to do that because I needed to find out if it was true, if it was real, if I could trust it. And God is not afraid of honest questions from Him. Is this true that you really love me, Father? Is it true you'll be there for me when I need you? If not, you'll provide for me. Is it true that I'm important to you? There's nothing wrong with asking God questions, friends. Ask Him your questions. Say, "Father, I don't know about this." I remember praying with a friend, a neighbor friend of ours, and he was a man who had never, he was a good religious person, but he didn't really have any faith in God. He was a good Catholic, really, but he had never had any belief in God himself. And we're talking with his name was Al, and I said, "Al, if God is real, would you want to walk with Him? He was really real. Would you want to know Him?" He said, "Yes, I would." I said, "Then just tell Him that right now." So we helped Al pray a little prayer. "If you're real, God, then I want to know you. I want to walk with you. If you're real, Father, then I want to surrender my life to you. If you're real, God, then I want you to live in my heart." We finished praying. His face lit up. It was filled with joy. Peace had entered his heart, the empty hole that was in there, that only Jesus Christ can fill. But it had happened because he was honest with God. So don't be afraid to get honest with God, friends. That's what I'm going to say about this difference between life, I mean, sin, I mean, between truth and lie. I need to make another, more two of these, perhaps. I want to talk to you about that your view of the world is like a map, but I'll save that for a little while later. And see you soon. Bye-bye.